वेलकम टू एवरीवन। Last evening Sage was talking about implying feelings for presence, like he was saying that maybe that will be more helpful than the awareness, than the mental awareness. And शुभाभ्याम मार्गाभ्याम बहन्ति वासना सरित पौरुषेण प्रयत्नेन योजनीया शुभे पथ। So Sage is saying that if we really watch our life current is flowing through good intentions as well as sometimes also bad intentions, like with good intention is also life current, with bad intention is also life current, because otherwise we have like only one power of life current to flow behind, either towards what we call good or towards what we call bad. And what we need is via practices, via efforts, really to catch the life current and like he's calling Subhe Pati and flow behind what seems welfare and I think welfare it's beyond the ideas, you know. It's like certainly a sensing way of life, when you really sense, and sensing means like, you know, when I apply ideas to find a solution. So ideas will be like, you know, I will be thinking of me and thinking of someone else and maybe thinking of someone else. Like in thinking, you cannot invite many, many people. But in sensing, I think like there could be many, many people invited in the sensing, and through that, through sensing way, implying the life current behind that. So saying that, like really reaching the feeling and implying a sensing way of living, which will be more more of welfare, more of, because then we include, like we can sense many people at the same time. But if I have to think about, then probably I cannot think about many people at the same time. So saying, so kind of like asking us to find little deeper realm of us and try to live from there. Asubhas chalitam yati shubham tasmat पीतरत जंतोश्चितं तु शिशुवत मात च्वा लयेत बलात्. And he's saying, generally in life, like thinking, maybe not thinking, you know, feeling or sensing of welfare is like a climbing on mountains, you know, like it's a way where you really climb and like not of welfare, it's like, you know, going down from the peak. It's like that comes like very easily, that is very naturally we pick the other way, not welfare way. And for welfare way, what he means, like we really have to make an effort, we really have to sense and see and this is why probably practices are needed because somehow you know, practices means actually ability to catch air, you know, kind of like practices, like from practices, what we mean really trying to catch the subtle parts of us and ability to engage them. Samata, santvana, enasu, na, dragat, giti, sanaih, sanaih, paurushen, yatnen, palet, chit, balakam. And certainly this equanimity and having patience, say this thing, like really comes very slowly, you know, like really comes like very, very slowly. And this is why Paurush, like means the continuous effort is needed to like he's saying is like a taking care of a child, you know, like it's like he's saying, like as you take care of a child is like a continuous effort, you know, like every day, you know. I think, you know, if you are a mother, you know, I think in the beginning you have to feed every hour, you know. Yeah, I think every hour, and then every 2 hours, and after every 4 hours, you know, like it's really like a, you know. And I think it's a very good example. He's saying like we really have to care as to care about child, you know, like really, you know, kind of like other day I was in my room and somehow Gani was sleeping in my room, and like I was really kind of, I think, astonished, you know, by, and Jaya sleeping in her room, and Gani like one time cried and she was almost on the door. And I couldn't figure out that how she could listen and come to my door, you know, like I didn't have a way to know like how this happened, you know. So probably, you know, like I think, you know, in order I have to be her somehow to know this. So like, you know, what Sage is saying is like really makes sense to me, you know, like it's like every day, you know, we have to take care, you know, every hour and kind of that. Yes, yes, Leniji.
Does the sensing you're talking about have a lot to do with the heart?
Yeah.
And have a lot to do with love?
Yeah, certainly, you know, like with love and with heart, you know, they are like almost together, you know. They are kind of like, I think, you know, the one sleeps on other, you know, and another sleeps on other, kind of, you know, like say. So they both, you know, like really, like earlier he said, finding the feeling means really finding the heart. And then, of course, once you find the heart, there is love. So love and heart, they really kind of sleep on each other and find a way. Sensing is very much from there. द्रागभ्यास सब साध्याता यदा ते यानोदयम् तदा अभ्यासस्य साफल्यम् विद्धि त्वम् अरिमर्दन। So saying that from the practices, when something comes which doesn't seem like from you, like when which doesn't seem that is the like product of any faculty, you know, any kind of sense faculty in you, so then only understand that your practice has become fruitful. Like when from the practice you find something else which is available, you know, like sensing in the other way. Like when you really find that your heart is not located in you anymore, you know, it could be, you know, traveling around the room, kind of, you know, like really you know, reaching the walls and kind of, you know, like holding everyone. So then only understand that practice has become fruitful. Like practice become fruitful means probably yeah, like, you know, I think listening jnani is like little crying, you know, from very far, could be only this way, like somehow I don't see any ear connection there. Like, so probably, you know, this is what, you know, say this thing, like something else, you know, like other than the other than what we know really takes over. So saying then only understand that practice has become fruitful. And probably, if we really, we can say also, like we can also name sensing, maybe awareness also, like awareness which is not from the mind, maybe, probably it will be same, kind of like. Same like a sensing, you know, like it has, like, you know, as if your ears, you know, travel, you know, kind of, like in order, like in sensing, you know, if you have to listen, as if your ears travel, kind of. As if your nose travels, you know, kind of. Like in sensing, like it really covers a probably bigger area. And every time, like it, like you really hear there, you know, kind of like in order to hear, when I'm hearing from the ear, like sound has to travel to my ear. And probably in like when practice has worked, then I think ear travels, you know. If I have to hear, if I have to smell, my nose travels, you know. Kind of. So he's saying like, understand that your practice has become fruitful when like something like this, you know, takes over, you know, which is not which doesn't belong to the senses, but it can accommodate senses, you know, like it really can make ear hear from very far.
Do you have enough light?
Yeah, so far, yes. Yes, please.
I have a really good imagination.
Uh-huh.
So you say this type of thing, and then it's really easy for me to think, oh, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I create
that,
and then I think I'm doing it. But
yeah. But it's like, there is like only one way, you know.
Well, I know, but how do I distinguish between...
Yeah, because I think you already kind of, you know, said that it's not right to imagine. Already like you yourself said.
Okay,
so I think I need not to say, you know, repeat it.
So I just don't believe.
Yeah, like just don't, you know, like it's really, we really are tempted to use imagination. And I think it's fine to use one or two times, so that also we give, you know, we give something for our temptations also, you know, like, if we can have love for everyone, why not to have love for our temptation, but only for one or two times, and then, you know, and then kind of, you know, like this other way. We feel
do you mean that is the sensing that you're describing a sensing of a state of heart or individual states in the room? Now the heart is wandering around, but yeah.
Yeah, it's state of heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somehow you know, the pool of heart, you know, has maybe we can say many qualities of heart which can really travel. Like it's really like a maybe kind of like traveling, we can say. Like maybe radiating, you know, something like that. Yes, please.
Does the practice and the effort kind of create these qualities in us, or does it allow us to become aware of something that...
Probably allows to become, you know, probably like ability to listen, you know, kind of like, you know, if you are a musician, you know, like you, your hearing is like, you know, I think without being musician, it's very difficult to know how a musician hears, you know, like really doesn't do this, you know, like when I have to listen, I have to, you know, kind of, you know, almost my neck will be in pain. But musician, without doing that, you know, they are like sitting in perfect kind of sage, you know, like, you know, and really listening, you know, like they don't have to do what I do, you know, like I always do this, and they really listen directly. So there is like some something in us which really enables us to listen very subtly, you know, like when, say, an artist, you know, paint. I don't know from where, you know, the colors come to, you know, like somehow, I think colors starts traveling to their mind, or, you know, somehow something else happens.
I can relate to, like I feel like I can relate to an expansion of heart that goes much wider than
you, yeah.
But still very much
connected to you.
Connected to,
yeah.
And I wasn't sure whether you meant
that. Yeah, but then slowly, like, you know, if you just allow that. In the beginning, it's certainly connection, you know, like it will expand, but then again, you will be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like experientially, what happens, like when you feel, you are, you know, you are on, you know, on your left also, on your right also, suddenly scaredness comes.
Mm-hmm.
And scaredness, like, saturates the heart again.
Mm-hmm.
And when this has happened many, many times, then, you know, it's not scary anymore, because you know that I can be again, you know, it's possible. So slowly allowance happens, you know, you are not scared about it. And then heart takes liberty, you know, to kind of become more widened and more widened, and, you know, kind of. That happens. Yes, please.
How to manage?
How to manage? Because just like as soon as you are scared, you will see that your heart is again small.
How to manage?
I'm saying, like, you know, slowly, you know, like it's not in one time that you will manage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like many times you will be scared and come back again. But then slowly also confidence comes that, you know, it's not something that is out of my, you know, hand. I can come back to be small, you know, it is in my hands. So then you allow yourself to, you know, to be bigger. And slowly allowing, you know, like, then heart kind of becomes liberated, you know, and really, you know, makes rounds around. Sandigdha yamapi bhrisham subhamev samahar asyam tu vasana vriddho subhat dosho nakaschat. And certainly, like Sage said, certainly when you expand, many times you will be doubting about that, you know. Many times you'll be thinking, I think you know, maybe my heart goes to wander and never comes back. So saying, like, certainly this kind of doubts and fears will be there. And he's saying really not to doubt and not to be fearful is the way to allow that, so that that can happen. And slowly, slowly, like a, actually another thing, like it's little kind of like technical, you know, like when I am small, then like my cares are also very pro to me. Kind of like I only think about me, you know. Like I don't include other people in account. And so he's saying like once I'm bigger, you know, like I'm bigger means my heart is bigger. So my considerations are also bigger. Like I really include many, many people in me. So saying like slowly heart becoming bigger will make you unable to think about only you, you know, kind of like he's saying like once heart is bigger, certainly your thinking, like if you are thinking, if you are sensing, like two possibilities from there, you know, like one can also use thinking. Thinking will be also wide, very wide for many, many people. And if you are sensing, that will also be wide. अभ्युत्पन्न मना यावत् भवान् ज्ञातत् तत्पदः गुरुशास्त्र प्रमाणैस्त निर्णीतं तावदा चर. And another thing, like saying, like as long as these kind of experiences are not coming, where you really can rely on you, really can see for yourself. He's saying it's very much advised to like to be in Sangha, to be with like-minded people who practice, to be with teachers, to read scriptures, you know, like so that many times you get confirmation that this is possible. Like, you know, why is not possible? Because we really don't believe and we don't kind of like go into practices, you know, like without, even when we practice, you know, like many times we think, I'm doing this because Ajay says, you know, but I know that, you know, this is not going to happen, kind of, you know, this kind of things come. So saying like as long as these doubts are there, it will be very, very helpful to be in Sangha, you know, to be reading scriptures where this is described, so that we can get confirmation and keep on doing, you know, keep on expanding our hearts and maybe making see, you know, probably. You know, she will be good enough, I think. You know, that if heart is she, you know, I think it's very good because who else can be there, you know, as well as. So maybe, you know, I wish for everyone that, you know, heart is she. I can enjoy swimming as well as and I think thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
This?
That we're reading?
This is like a book named Yoga Vasishtha. Yeah, it's like a kind of like probably people like us has been, you know, assembling and somebody has been talking. So the collection of that, yeah. It's really to find a way to our heart and allow us to be in the heart so that heart can expand and be house for many, probably, you know, without like generally, you know, guests are not allowed for many days, but there you will find that your guests are always there. So, you know, somehow heart accepts, okay, you know, you are not guest anymore, you are like my housemate. So later, you know, that happens. So maybe slowly more housemates.